This episode of the Ottawa Entrepreneurs Podcast is brought to you by Extension Marketing, the marketing agency that specializes in unique needs and budgets of small to medium-sized businesses. They provide turnkey marketing solutions that get results. You can find out more today at extensionmarketing.com. Now here's your host, Pat Whalen.
Thanks for taking the time to come on our show today. Really appreciate it.
Yes, absolutely. No problem. Thank you for having me.
Why don't we start off, if you can please introduce yourself and your company.
Yes, absolutely. So my name is Khalil Sharp-Henningham. I'm one of the owners of GemFit Energy Studio. We are a fitness studio located in Manitoba. Our fitness studio consists of kids programs as well as adult programs. We wanted to find an awesome way to kind of blend the both, just because we find that that's a little bit more interesting and brings us a little bit more flair and a little bit more just dynamic, I could say. So our kids programs focus primarily around recreational gymnastics, where kids can, you know, build some strength while also kind of having fun and just learning how to, you know, learn rolls, cartwheels, and just kind of basics of gymnastics. And then our adult programs, we actually have a wide variety. We have cardio kickboxing, we have a cardio and core class, a soca and sweat class, which is more of like a Zumba dance cardio class. And we also have yoga as well.
Oh, very cool. And how long has the business been around?
So we opened August of 2022. So we've been open for about 2 years now.
So just after the pandemic, really, when things started settling down, was this an idea you've had for quite some time prior to that? Or maybe tell us a bit about your background prior to starting the
business. Yeah, absolutely. So me and my sister are the owners here. So we both come from, we went to university and then got into the work world. So we were trying to figure out what we wanted to do, just because we felt like something else was out there for us, but we just didn't know exactly what it was. And we always discussed, like, if we were ever going to open up a business, we'd do it together. I have a background in soccer, she's background in gymnastics and administration. So we were like, okay, is there a way that we can blend soccer and gymnastics? Don't really know. And then I'm also big into fitness and just keeping myself in shape. So we were like, you know what, I think about 2019 is when we had the first initial conversation about just doing something together. And then 2021, we were sitting around dinner. I remember it very, very, very specifically. And my mom was like, why do you guys just keep talking about it? Just do it. Just don't worry about it. Just go in full throttle. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. We were like, yeah, okay. Like, let's try it. And we decided to sit down. And we just sat at that dinner table after everyone was done. We collabed on some ideas, some names, just some ideas on what we could do, some offerings. And then we were like, you know what? Yeah, let's keep this going. I like where this went. And then we just slowly started building. And then a spot came open here in Manitoba, and we were like, you know what? I think this is our calling. So let's do it.
So you can really say your mom was the founder then, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We actually put her as the CEO of the business because of the conversation that we had prior.
That's awesome. What's it like working with a family member?
Honestly, at first I thought it was going to be difficult because we both have such different ways of just kind of like viewing business and just viewing just how to like handle certain situations. But since me and her are super close, we're tight from like young, we always just do everything together. She's like my go-to, I'm her go-to. So it was very easy when it came down to just figuring out ideas. And then overall, just I think when we finally kind of understood both of our working patterns and our working styles, it just worked perfectly. And now it's kind of like just tooth and nail. We just kind of get along very well.
That's very cool. So what element of the fitness portion of do you offer? What sets you apart? Or is it the location that sets you apart? Or is there something specific that you guys offer that maybe somebody else doesn't offer? What's your key difference there?
I think overall, like having a smaller studio, I think kind of sets us apart from most, because most gymnastics studios that I find, or gymnastics centers, you could say, are a little bit bigger. So they have a bigger space, a lot of classes going on at once. So we really wanted to target the approach of having a little bit more personalized approach when it comes to our clientele. So we have a smaller studio space. It's about 2,000 square feet. So only one class at a time. So we can't have multiple things going on at once. And we get to really focus on the kids. And even in our adult class, we get to really focus on the adults and make sure that everyone gets a really personable approach versus kind of just having a lot of classes going on at once, where, you know, say, for example, someone isn't as focused because there's another class going on down on the other side, or, you know, just overall don't feel like the instructor's really honed in on them. I find that we have a little bit more of like an individual, you know, face-to-face approach with all of our clients. And overall, I think that just kind of helps with just people feeling more warm when they're walking into a business as well, because, you know, all the clients that we have here know me and my sister by name, all of my instructors by name, and, you know, it's very family oriented as well. So we like to take that approach with just, you know, our staff, our clients too. So overall, I think that's kind of what sets us apart. And even just our offerings as well, like the gymnastics component, and then, you know, adults also having a place to come to when they want to get a workout in as well, I think really just kind of differentiates us from most businesses.
And I would think form would be something that would be, you know, in a small group like that, you can correct someone's form. We've all seen larger fitness classes where someone's off in the corner and they're probably doing something wrong. They've been doing it wrong for months or weeks or whatever, because no one's there to correct them. So I would think that'd be a pretty important element of it. Is it, you know, you're preventing injuries, you're making sure they're getting maximum benefit. And is that what you mean by the personal attention?
Yeah, absolutely. So even in, for example, in our kickboxing class, like, you know, we also open the class up for everybody. So it's not like set to who's done kickboxing before, who's, you know, starting up, it's everybody. So whether you're a beginner or you're more advanced, doesn't really matter. We invite everybody in with open arms. So even in just in our classes, for example, our kickboxing, with the space that we have, we can take maybe about 10 to 12 people. And the instructor is very, very personable. Like he'll go over and say, yeah, you know, correct this here just to prevent injury. Or, hey, if you do this a little bit better, you'll feel it more in your shoulders or you feel it more in your triceps. So it's really, really awesome just to be able to have the smaller space to be able to really help people on a real personal level. So, so they can even take it home with them if they want to ever try something too and do it in a safe manner. So I think that's it's really good.
What are the benefits to kids to joining your classes?
So I think also just having smaller groups, because of course with kids, they're a little bit sometimes wild too. They like to kind of just free roam and freelance and kind of just, you know, they'll see the space, they'll see the mats, and they just want to run and just kind of just do stuff, right? So I find that for us having, we only take eight to nine kids per group. And as I mentioned, it's only one group at a time. So I find with the kids too, it's a little bit more organized. So all the kids, there's not really a lot of space where they can run off to or go and hide or anything like that. So the coaches are all just, you know, that they have all the kids there. I find it's very easy to kind of just get them in tuned and involved with everything going on. And honestly, overall, I think with them too, having a smaller group doesn't make them as overwhelmed to kind of, you know, oh, look, there's a group over there. Let me run over there and see what they're doing. Or, oh, they're doing a flip. We're not doing flips. Let me go. So I find it's really nice to kind of have all of them in a kind of a nice, I guess, smaller group overall, just for the coach one. I think it's good for the coaches too. And then I think it's also really good for the kids that they have the same kind of familiar faces in their group, plus just being able to, you know, just, you know, be able to focus a little bit more with the instructor.
And what's the breakdown, you know, kids to adults from a percentage perspective? Is it primarily a kids oriented, or is it kind of 50-50 split? What does it look like?
Overall, I think the kids definitely trump the adults for sure. When we started off, it was we actually had nobody come in for any of our adult classes in the very beginning in 2022. I think about 3 to 4 months in is when we start having some interest in our adult programs. But right now, I would say, honestly, it's probably about a 70-30 for the kids for sure.
Wow, nice. And how do you find, is it the parent that hears about it first, or is it the kid that hears about it and brings the parents?
I find that when we started off, there was, we will always remember her, one little girl. She comes in and she just went and told her entire friend group, entire school about it. And it was crazy because, like, within that week, we had so many phone calls like, hey, my daughter's friend, like, you know. And so I find that the kids, they'll go, oh, yeah, you know, we go to JamFit and we do rolls and I learned this at JamFit. And then it just starts to become a little bit of a chain effect. So I find it's a little bit more of the kids that will go and give the word of mouth to the parents and to their friends. And then it all kind of just comes together. But I'm starting to find now a little bit more that since we have a pretty good following of clients with, you know, just overall, I think that as well with the adults, because sometimes they'll walk by the studio and they'll be like, oh, me and my friend would love to do a yoga class. And then they'll start telling their friends. So I find it works both ways. But since kids are so like lively and full of energy, I find it starts with the kids and then it translates over to the adults for sure.
Now, we're using kids. It's a pretty broad term. What's the age group? Anyone listening that may have a young family that's considering joining? What's your primary age group from a kid's perspective?
Yeah, so we have a couple of different programs. So we have a program, it's called Baby Jammer. So that's from essentially 18 months. Sorry, it's from like newborns, essentially up to 18 months. That class there is more like a mommy, like a parent. It's more for the parents, I would say, where they're just a safe space for them to come in and just have their babies and just meet other moms. or dads and kind of just socialize just overall with, you know, little sensory toys for the babies. And then we go all the way up to essentially 14 years old. We have so when we get to about 11 and up, we have a shift. Instead of being focused on gymnastics, we switch to actual like classes. So we have like a cardio and core class for young athletes or just young kids who are in their teens, you could say, from 11 and up, essentially. So we try to hit every age range, essentially. It's just due to the equipment that we have. We don't have it's all like kind of like they call it weight restricted based off of just age groups. So when we hit that like 11, 12 age group, we ship it over to kids being able to do like actual like fitness classes with us versus the actual gymnastics component.
And so you started the business in 2022, correct? And prior to that, were you an entrepreneur or were you working for someone? Were you in school? What was your situation?
Yeah, so I was in school, finished high school, went to Carleton University. I studied in cognitive science. I majored in computer science, which was fun. It was cool coding and learning about AI and all that fun stuff. And then I was also a competitive athlete as well. So I played soccer very competitively. I lived in Toronto initially, and then before I moved to Ottawa, I went to Carleton. So I was playing soccer there in Toronto. But yeah, went to school for cognitive science and computer science. Loved it, but also didn't fall in love with it in that kind of in that, I guess, regard. And then and I realized same thing. I was kind of like, there's something else out there for me. Don't really know what it is, but there's something calling me. And then I was like, you know what? Let me take a leap of faith and try to do something different. So I went into sales, and automatically I was like, I think this is it. I fell in love with it. I fell in love with the art of the fact that cognitive science kind of also worked in tandem with sales because, you know, being able to just look at the neurological way that people think and just, even just in the buying process was like, oh, I learned this in school. And like, oh, this is kind of similar to use in like a selling manner too, because, you know, we had also you have to have a very personable approach with it too. So I kind of learned a bit of both and I kind of used both of them to kind of cultivate that into my, I guess, into my game. And I just fell in love with just the art of just closing a deal and just happy customers and happy clientele. And from there, it was just conversations with my sister. It was like, yeah, I like, you know, I love sales, but you know, there could be something else that we could do type thing. And then yeah, then just that conversation happened and then we kind of just shifted and went that way.
So what advice would you give to someone that's listening that, you know, maybe working full time or part time and thinking of starting a business, other than having them call your mom so she can nudge them in the
I would say for sure. Well, the one thing that me and my sister, the one thing that me and my sister did was we really like sat down and we were like, we don't know. But the uncertainty was, I think, what scared us the most, just because, you know, I think a lot of people that are running businesses and that are a lot of and that are trying to figure out if they should, you know, be an entrepreneur. I feel like the because there's a bit of a scared component where it's like, like this could completely fail and I could lose money or I could, you know, like waste my time or whatever the case. I think just being able to say, you know what, like I can do this. Like I think, you know, I have a really good model, I have a really good plan. I think that this could really do something for the community or do something for, you know, businesses, whatever the whatever you decide you want to do as an entrepreneur. And I think you just say, all right, let me just do it. If it's something that you love, whether it's sports or it's, you know, like I was doing computer science, for example, I think there's always something that you can, you know, put your business mind to and kind of just do. So I think overall it's just a matter of just saying, you know what, I can do this and just doing it, taking the leap of faith.
So regular listeners of the podcast know this story, but you and I just met, so you don't know the story. So when I was in my mid-20s, I started an ad agency back then. And my family was very has a very conservative background. You know, also my God, you know, what if it doesn't work? I said, well, I'm young, first of all. So time's on my side. If it doesn't work, I could always just, I just bought a house at the time. I could always just, you know, flip over back into the workforce and it survived for a year and at the end it really didn't work. And what was the worst thing that happened? Nothing. I didn't have to sell my house. I went out and got a job. Now, when you're young, you can, you know, there's certain, I think, and this is where I want your opinion. There's certain times in your life, I think, when it's ideal to start a business. Everyone says there's no ideal time, but I also think you've got to make sure you've got your financial house in order. And I think too many people jump into it without doing any kind of research first. And I'm not suggesting you spend years doing that, but I'm curious if you agree with that.
I definitely agree. I think, of course, like you can look at it as like the younger you are, you know, you could definitely kind of get into business a little bit, you know, then without the initial worry that, you know, you're going to ruin your future or something like that in that kind of stereotype way. But I do also agree with, you know, there's no age limit to put on it. Like, you know, because I do have like some people that I know, even like one of my mentors who runs a business and started his business when he was 40. So for me, it's like, I feel like it could go both ways, but I do agree with kind of both sides. So I'm like a 50-50 sway, I would say, overall. But I do think, yeah, like when you are younger, I think that you have a little bit more options to kind of just, you know, figure it out and kind of fail and just, you know, just, you know, pick back up and even just get a job if it doesn't work out or whatever the case, or even have your business kind of in the making and running, and then also have a job on the side so that you can kind of have that backup plan type of effect. So I think honestly, I'm like a 50-50, I would say.
Yeah. And I didn't ask you this, but did you have one foot in and one foot out? Like, were you working when you started the business, or you just kind of went all in on it?
So I was working. So I was working my sales job initially at the time. And then we were like talking about the business, and then I'm like, oh shoot, I gotta go to work. And then I go to work. So it was like a bit of a back and forth. My sister, on the other hand, she just dove in full. So she was like, nope, this is what I want to do. I love this. I love the idea. I love the concept. You know, this is what I'm putting my all into. And since she's one of the gymnastics instructors and takes care of a lot of the gymnastics program, she was like, this is me. So she's like, I got this. So she just jumped in, and I was like, okay, cool. So while you're there full time, I'll man the fort in the background. So a lot of what I do is kind of take care of all the sales, the marketing, the operational side of things, the business development. So I could take a little bit of a step back and kind of work while also helping her out before I did decide to jump in full time. But yeah, so I was like a little bit of both in the beginning. And then after about, I want to say about 6-7 months, I want to say, then I was like, no, I'm like, this is what I want to do. And I know if I put my all into this, and I think it could be something great, and decide to dive in full force.
I think anyone listening that is, you know, thinking that is currently working somewhere else and thinking, I think they'll find the same journey, the same path you went on, that you'll get so excited about doing this business, even if you're doing it as a side hustle, that if it's a good idea, eventually it'll kind of take over and you'll realize, like, I just got to jump in and do this. What advice would you give to someone that is already, that owns a business currently, that may be hitting a bit of a tough patch and maybe struggling? Because we all struggle as entrepreneurs, and I'm not asking you to share any struggles you've had, but I am asking you to share any advice you'd give to that person that's listening that could be struggling.
I would say some things that have helped me, because of course, you know, there's been a couple times in the business where, yeah, we've kind of struggled a little bit more, or just had like a little bit of a low moment. But I would say, one, just not being afraid to fail. I think that a lot of people that are running businesses are always have that in the back of the brain, like, oh, like, I'm afraid to fail. This could fail. Like, I don't know. And then, you know, it kind of starts to get to them a little bit. And I also think as well, something that's really helped me, even with just fitness and being able to like teach classes and stuff like that, is just consistency. I think the more consistent that you do things, and just having that discipline as well to be able to just say, you know what, I know I'm tired today and I don't really want to get up that early to, you know, to go into the business or to do this, but just saying, you know what, I got to do it. It's just something I'm going to do, and just pushing through the tough times and just saying, you know, this is what has to happen. This is what I got to do. I think if you just kind of stick with that kind of mentality and just know that at the end of the day, like, you're good. Like, this is all for good. And you popped into this entrepreneur world for a reason. And overall, like, you know, you're taking the risk a little bit, but I think it's, that's kind of overall what I would do for sure.
And now you have the benefit of having a business partner, someone you can go and talk to, and you're also close to her personally. So I assume that's a pretty huge advantage here, right? That you're not just trying to figure this stuff out on your own. Is that correct?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. For someone that's listening that may not have that partner, have you ever had a coach or you know, how do they go about trying to find someone that can kind of mentor them through this, any struggles they may be having?
So I would say it is amazing having my sister as well, just being able to kind of just go back and forth on just ideas and be able to collab on some things, just because sometimes certain things that I'll see, she doesn't see, and vice versa. So it really helps a lot. And then when we combine together, as I mentioned, since we're so close, we also just kind of like, yeah, that makes sense. Then we kind of just do both ideas, and usually ends up really working out really well for us. Another thing that I've done as well is, since I like to kind of involve myself in a little bit more like events, just to kind of help the business and the brand awareness kind of get out there a little bit more. There's a couple like entrepreneur like groups and stuff on like Facebook, and just on like Instagram and stuff like that that I've joined as well, just to kind of get a little bit more insight and mentorship on just kind of how, you know, someone older than me who's been in business a little bit longer than me thinks, and just overall what they think could help with marketing or help with sales or just anything like that. So I think just kind of joining some groups, I think joining or even just finding events to go to where there are entrepreneurs kind of, you know, speaking about business. I think those are fantastic avenues to go to find a mentor. Or if you're as lucky as me, you have a mom that kind of just is there and just kind of helps you. She's a very big businesswoman as well. So she's been in business her whole life. She's had a couple businesses herself too. So she'll always kind of like, you know, nitpick and stuff, and same thing. It'll open up our mind. We're like, oh my gosh, we never thought about that. And then we'll try it. Sometimes it'll work. Sometimes it won't. But I think just having, you know, just kind of some different groups that you can maybe throw yourself into, or even just meet with other business owners around, like, man, it's a small community. So sometimes I'll go over to certain businesses and we have partnerships with some of them too, which is awesome. And yeah, we'll just share ideas and kind of just, you know, utilize each other that way.
Nice. Hey, listen, you're in the fitness industry. We're talking to an entrepreneur. I'd be doing our listeners a disservice if I didn't ask this question. So entrepreneurs, by our nature, we're working all the time. We're notorious for not taking care of ourselves. What piece of advice would you give to someone that knows they should be exercising, claims they don't have the time? Any words of wisdom you want to share there?
Similar to what I mentioned before with like just the discipline aspect of things. Like, I know that, same thing. I'm a early riser. I wake up at 4 a.m. every morning and I, you know, do my workouts and then I try to eat and then I get into business. So it's very, very, very important to kind of make sure that you have energy throughout the day, to make sure that you're eating well, staying in shape, even if it's just going for a walk, you know, for 15, half an hour. But, you know, I am a little bit biased because I am a fitness trainer myself as well. So I'm always like, I think everyone should be fit and everyone should, you know, go to the gym. But I think overall, just, you know, being entrepreneurs as well, we have that level of flexibility when it comes to scheduling, I find as well, where, you know, we're not so busy where we have to work from 4 a.m. to, you know, 9 o'clock at night. I think we can, you know, find little bits in our day where we can say, all right, you know, for an hour, I can give myself, you know, some time to go for a walk or to go to the gym or to eat healthy or just to eat a meal overall. Because, you know, there are days where, you know, I find that we're so caught up into work that we just forget. And we're like, then, you know, we get home and we're tired and then we crash and repeat. So I find like finding a good pattern, even if it's just like a set block amount of time that you have in your day where you're like, okay, you know, from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, I'm going to make sure that I have a little bit of time for myself, even just a little bit of time for some mental health, just to kind of debrief, you know, do some yoga, you know, meditate, anything like that, I think is always important. So I think just kind of finding those little windows in your day, which I do believe that everybody has, and just utilizing them to the best of your ability.
I agree. I mean, there's lots of benefits to being an entrepreneur, and I think that's got to be one of them. And you know, being an entrepreneur, you are, I'm saying working 24/7, but I don't mean you're at your desk. I mean, you're thinking about it all the time, right?
And yeah, absolutely.
And hopefully in a positive way. So I think it's crucial that you find some time to take care of yourself, nourish your body properly, and, you know, recharge your batteries, both physically and your mental batteries as well. So I couldn't agree more. Before we let you go, where can our listeners find out more about your gym?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a website, so www.jamfit.ca. We're also on social media on Facebook and on Instagram as well. We have a LinkedIn page, but we don't use it too much. So I'm trying to start to focus on that a little bit more. But you can find us if you just type in JamFit Energy Studio on Facebook, we'll pop up right away. And then on Instagram, we're jamfit.ca. So you'll be able to find all of our content there, all of our posts. You'll see me in some posts as well. So that'd be pretty cool. And yeah, that's where you'll find us.
Nice. Thanks so much for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me again.
If your company or organization is looking to improve your marketing, go to the Extension Marketing website at extensionmarketing.com and book a discovery call today.